Good morning. It's about 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, the 29th of December, 2018. And the 29th of December, 2018 is a lot different in terms of my understanding of what constitutes reality than the 29th of December, 1967, or 1966. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. You know, we've been told many things that, good morning, Rick, Vitoric, welcome aboard this morning. We've been told many things that are the furthest thing from reality in our education, the way we're brought up. Good morning, Primrose Pitter. And the only reality is Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people have said to me, you're awful redundant. You say the same thing over and over. Well, repetition is the mother of all learning. That's my excuse, right? In Him we live and move and have our being. You know, He is the creator of the universe. He created all things by the word of His power. And He has told us in His word regarding the nature of the universe. But He's also told us in His word, the nature of His creation. Now, yes, originally we were formed and created in the image of His Son, but something happened. Good morning, Kennedy Manaya. Something happened. And the image wasn't just tainted. Okay, we just didn't have a bent toward sin. Yesterday we were out in a state park, Roaring River State Park, and there's this tree, and it's all these contortions and bent. And it's bent down towards the ground, and then it grows back up, and then back down. And I was kidding around with Rosette, and I said, that's a John Wesley tree. It's a Wesley tree. It has a bent towards sin. It's not dead. It's just got a bent. We weren't just bent towards sin, my friend. We were born and conceived in sin. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. And apart from the Spirit of God causing us to be born again, we will continue to be dead in our trespasses and sin. Amen? Well, you guys are making some good comments, I must say. Now, this morning, about 4 o'clock, I woke up, and as you know, I've just received this book. Got it yesterday in the mail, Poems for Edification, Volumes 1 through 4. And so I did a reading of half of that book this morning on YouTube. So if you want to hear that, you're welcome to listen to that. A lot of you have already heard some of those poems. And again, a lot of people say they're awful redundant. They say the same thing. Well, probably true. Probably true. But I will say this, that we're living in a time where we need the truth repeated over and over because we've been given the lies for so long. We've been given one of the biggest lies is that you can pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. I remember this being propagated in school over and over. You can become anything you want to be. I guess that's why they have so many people want to be president. They think all they have to do is want to, right? You know, you can become an astronaut. All you have to do is you've got to be able to be filmed in a TV studio. You can become a physical scientist. All you have to do is believe in evolution. You can become a microbiologist. All you have to do is believe in microdating and carbon dating. You can become an archaeologist. All you have to do is believe that these bones are millions and millions and millions of years old. Well, you know, there is a truth in what I'm saying, that much of our educational system is based upon fantasy, not reality. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. Evening and the morning were the third day. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Okay? Man's philosophy is in objection to the Word of God. Man's philosophy is an objection to his creation, redemption, reconciliation, the fact that we're the center of the universe, the fact that we are in a closed system, the fact that there's a firmament above us. Good morning, Kennedy Manaya and Ganji Urza. People want to change their gender. They want to be transgendered. They want to be homosexual rather than heterosexual. And they want to call it being gay. Most of the homosexuals that I have met have not been that gay, meaning they haven't been that joyful in their lives. Most of them, a lot of them, are very angry at society and are lashing out in every way. I had a supervisor when I worked for the state of Missouri who took AIDS-tinted blood and threw it all over the Kansas City Council chambers because he didn't like their AIDS education. He's the same supervisor that put saliva-soaked sunflower seeds all over my desk. He's the same supervisor that when I was on the emergency placement desk placing foster children came over to my desk and asked me if I'd found a place for a little 2-year-old boy, and I told him I was diligently trying to find a place, and he jokingly said, "I know someone that would take him. There's a pedophile conference going on in Kansas City that would love to have that kid." That's the kind of people that, you know, this same supervisor, when he was deposed by the Attorney General's office against Larry Phillips, they asked him, you know, what he thought of Larry Phillips. He just said, "I don't want to talk about Phillips. I want to talk about me." He says, "I'm an in-your-face queer that gets angrier every day." That's a quote. You can see that in the 24-hour deposition that they took of this person. Of course, he's now deceased as well as his significant other. They both died of AIDS. Living in unreality, living in a state of shaking your fist in the face of God. You know, Romans 1:1 tells us that they worship the creature more than the creator. And God would give them up to vile affections. Well, you say, "Well, this is supposed to be a devotional. This is supposed to be an encouragement. This is supposed to be comforting to me. And you're telling me all of these terrible things in our society, in our culture, in our educational system." Well, I'm going to leave on a positive note. I'll read you a couple of these poems. Hopefully it'll encourage you this morning. I've entitled this Spiritual Understanding. Spiritual Understanding. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ, who has the world in the palm of his hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity. But I do know the one who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I do know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I do know the one who created them all as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I do know the one who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed his blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I know the one to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you're wise in all worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. Now, that's the truth. Only God can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. I'm going to read a couple more of these before we conclude today. This is called rocket science. Rocket science. One does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan, but to understand and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell, but the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. But God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why man tries to look so good in his own eyes. But those who are born again, we our flesh despise. No one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again. This is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. This spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford. The Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, the last one I want to do is called the future. You know, we've got people, my wife reminded me of this the other day. I thought it was good. She talks about, everybody says, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Do you realize that it's not a new year, it's an older year? It's not a younger year. They should be saying Happy Older Year. We're going from 2018 to 2019. Okay? Everything's getting older. We're not getting newer. Okay? The only thing new is being born again. That is being new in Christ. And our future, okay, for God's people is a wonderful looking towards a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. Okay? But the next time somebody wishes you a Happy New Year, if you want to have a little fun, just look at them and say, what do you mean? We're going from 2018 to 2019. That's older, not newer. Okay. This is called the future. If we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim. And we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and sufferings will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior, I will forever live on. Well, you all have a blessed day today. And if I haven't sent you this PDF file, Poems for Edification, Volume 1 to 4, I'd be happy to send you this free book. It's 174 pages of poems by yours truly. And I put in here that I'll just read you this. It says, these poems came about as a direct result of me being woken up in the middle of the night with the pain of my arthritis. To God be glory in all things. All right, well, the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer. You're in our prayers, and I hope that we are also in your prayers. I want to recognize Nina G. Mariano and Rick makes some good points about Psalm 141 verse 5, and he says, let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, let them reprove me. So much for being nice for my own good. I like the word kindness better. Yeah, I would agree with that, Brother Rick. And, you know, it's good to know that God is on our side. And, you know, there's more with us than be with Him. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and God. There's none to fear. He is near. Though fierce the conflict may be, we'll never give in the fight against sin, for Christ has proclaimed victory. There's more with us than be with Him. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. He's already won the day. Okay. God bless. Thank you.